Now, what about the duration of bisphosphonates? I mean, right now, patients are being kept on this indefinitely. Do you agree with that?
Personally, no. And I'm not a medical oncologist. I'm just a bone scientist. The bisphosphonates get absorbed into bone and have a half-life of over 10 years. In fact, thought to be infinity. And so why are we giving a drug that already has its therapeutic effect inset in the first few doses? Why do we continue to give it? I'm not sure. And the research never really challenged that. Now, I understand that Novartis is sponsoring protocols now of more intermittent dosing, once every 3 months, once every 6 months, then once every month.
So, understanding that it'd be great to have clinical research looking at this, but who knows when that's going to happen? Any gut feeling for what the interval should be and the duration?
It is a gut feeling, and I preface it with that. There's no hard data. I think Novartis is on the right track that a once every 6 month dosing, and I'm extrapolating this from what we've learned about the oral bisphosphonates, that intermittent dosing will balance a reduction in the incidence of this ONJ and still maintain the benefit of preventing metastatic deposits in bone from resorbing bone significantly.
So you're saying every 6 months from the beginning, or monthly for a while, and then every 6 months?
Every 6 months from the beginning.
Wow. And you're saying that regardless of the volume of metastatic disease, that it ought to be done?
That's probably not for me to say. That's a clinical judgment I think only the oncologist can make. That's getting out of my area of expertise. From just strictly an extrapolation basis, the larger the amount of metastatic deposit of bone, the initial dosing probably should be higher at first.
Any estimate on how decreasing the interval or increasing the interval, let's say, for example, to 6 months, might affect the risk of ONJ?
Unstudied. What we have found is an extrapolation from the oral bisphosphonates. So if I could just digress to that just a bit. We don't see individuals develop problems with Fosamax until they're on it for 3 years. And this is kind of a proof that the bisphosphonates caused a problem, not any chemotherapy, simply because we have now 35 cases just due to oral bisphosphonates alone, 32 Fosamax, 3 Actonel, none Boniva as yet.
And that's just your cases?
Just my own cases. Plus, I'm aware of at least 200-300 from colleagues who have talked to me or emailed me.
But not published?
In press right now.
Wow. Okay.